Today marks 35 years since American hostages held for 444 days in Iran were released, and their surviving members and their families will finally be compensated for the troubles they endured.
Some of us have to go down a dark and long road before we find justice. And for these hostages and their families, the road was long, 36 years, 1 month, and 14 days.
Attorney Tom Lankford represents some of the former hostages and expressed his gratitude for Congress including compensation for the hostages and their families in the omnibus package passed in December. More than 60 Americans were taken captive at the U.S. Embassy by supporters of the Iranian Revolution on November 4, 1979. 52 of them were held for 444 days, among them Air Force Colonel Dave Rader.
I think I came away from this experience with probably a better understanding of the true meaning of freedom than most Americans get a chance to do. And also, on the other side, a firm belief that nice as this is, there is not going to be complete closure. This doesn't end it, because we're going to continue to have problems. We can't put together broken marriages. We can't fix the relationships between parents and estranged children. And on the physical side, of course, the scars, like the ones I have on my forearms from rubber hoses and all that sort of thing, are not going to suddenly disappear.
Rader joined Lankford, fellow hostages, and members of Congress on a conference call with reporters Wednesday. Beyond marking the anniversary of the hostages' release, they celebrated the recently approved provision that will award each former hostage $10,000 for every day they were held, a total of $4.4 million. Each qualified spouse and child of the former hostages will receive lump sums of $600,000. The money is coming from collected fines incurred by a French bank for breaking U.S. sanctions against Iran. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal helped the compensation effort.
It was the culmination of years and years of work by their attorneys, as well as by members of Congress, and ultimately the availability of funds.
The Algiers Accord negotiated between the U.S. and Iran secured the hostages' release, but barred them from seeking compensation against the Iranian regime. 5 years after their release, the U.S. gave the hostages about $22,000, or $50 for each day in captivity, according to the office of U.S. Senator Johnny Isaacson of Georgia. The Republican says he remembers when the hostage crisis was covered by ABC's Nightline, which had its beginnings 4 days after they were taken captive.
But turned into a 444-day news report every night at 11:30 because America was riveted to the plight of those hostages, and many of them, as you know, three of them were from Georgia. So I took an interest when it happened, never knew that I would get to the United States Senate, and when I got there on the Foreign Relations Committee, I came to appreciate the work that had been done in the past by people who tried to make compensation happen, couldn't.
15 former hostages, 8 of their spouses, and 2 children have died since the release, according to Lankford, the attorney. 14 of the former hostages are over the age of 78. The money is yet to be released as an overseer of the fund must be appointed to go through the submitted claims. 56-year-old Kevin Hermaning was a Marine Corps guard and the youngest hostage. He says some of those who expect to be compensated have talked about using that money to set up a fund for the families of the 8 servicemen who were killed in an accident during a rescue attempt in 1980.
I've met some of those widows and parents of those brave men who gave all, trying to rescue people they never even met.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.